it's a very stubborn belief, hard to shift from people's minds, the belief that when bad things happen to us, God is in some way punishing us. A mother tells me that her only son is gay, and she is convinced, this is many years ago, she got convinced that this is because she procured an abortion when she was 18. God, she felt, had punished her by making her only son gay. And she stubbornly stuck to her crazy belief. Obviously, her opinion is monstrously unfair to God and offensive to her son. But she wouldn't budge. The man in our gospel story had carried the stigma of his blindness for his whole life, and people had branded him a sinner, or else his parents were sinners. God's curse was on him, and no one would want anything to do with him. That was until he met Jesus, and Jesus would have none of it. No one was to be excluded. And he hit on the head the belief, very common in his time, as I said, that misfortune was somehow related to sin. And Jesus puts it in very plain words. This man hasn't done anything wrong. His parents have not done anything wrong. And his disability is to be used as a kind of advertisement for God. His cure will show God's power. People will come to see that God is among them. And indeed, public opinion was on his side. People spoke out. They said, ever since the world began, it is unheard of for anyone to open the eyes of a man who was born blind. So this healing has to be of God. Jesus' words, his own words are, this disability is there so that the works of God might be revealed in him. The crucial thing for people who are hurt or disabled or stigmatized is what is to be done with the hurt. For many, being hurt or stigmatized, being made to feel inferior, is a cue for going on the defensive, to see themselves as victims. They wall themselves off in their heart. And this neurosis not only isolates them, but is very damaging to all around them. It certainly blocks the flow of love. And this is a sickness which cannot be reconciled with the Christian way. But isolating oneself, adopting the role of victim, is not the only possible response. The hurt, the disability, the rejection can become a sign that God is working in the person who is hurt. If I try to see the hurt and the disability as something that I can accept, to see it maybe as an injury that can be turned into something that brings new life, rather than as something which blocks the flow of life and of love, then God's power is active in my life, and accepting my situation can turn into a blessing. And the blessing that it turns into is that my eyes may be opened to see all around me, to see the sickness of spirit that afflicts so many who have allowed their hearts to turn them into victims. I am able to see with the eyes of compassion. So instead of isolating me by suffering, opens me to others in their pain. My pain has given me a key to love. That sentence, along with a few others here, comes from Rowan Williams. My pain has given me a key to love. And here are Rowan Williams's words. How is it, he asks, that men and women turn their pain and rejection into a meeting place and a home for others? How is it realizable? What is it that makes a person alert to the pain of those around them? And he says, the Christian can only answer that it is Jesus. In his rejection and dereliction, Jesus gives himself completely to the Father to be given to others. From his dread and humiliation flows the grace that lifts us out of our dread and humiliation. And he makes this claim, Rowan Williams. If those who are victims are to hear our gospel, they will only be able to hear it from those who are themselves victims, but victims through whom the gift of the compassion of Jesus, which they have received, shines out. And he concludes, they are the preachers, the wounded, the rejected, the victims, who can speak a gospel that is not a word of condescending encouragement, but words of understanding and true compassion. And he says, they are the great teachers of our time, the people we call the wounded healers, because they are the ones who offer their lives and their wounds in welcome to others who are sick in spirit.